Good afternoon. Oh, excuse me. Let's try this again. Good evening. You're welcome. You are listening to the Brothers Podcast. I am the professor himself, Maurice, and you are listening to us live and in living color on tonight. I'm just waiting for my wonderful brothers to join me tonight to see what we have to say. I want to wish you all a very happy holiday. If you celebrate Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, and the New Year, happy holidays to you. And we are here tonight to inform you, to get your ideas. And again, as my brother Dre says, we're a church, but we're not churchy. So this is the Brothers Podcast. I am Maurice, and I'm waiting for my other two brothers to kind of join me on tonight. You can also find us on our Facebook page. You can find us on our Instagram, The Brothers Podcast. You can find us on our social media sites individually. Mine is Maurice Stevenson Jr. The other brother, Dre, his is A.L. Harris. And then we have Javon Rahman. Tonight is just not my thing. My tongue doesn't want to work. Javon Rahman. So you can find us individually or you can find us collectively on the Brothers Podcast. Tonight we're going to discuss true relationships. And this is our season finale. We are excited to have been doing this for a few months. So tonight we want to end on a very interesting note. We want to talk about true relationships and all the wonderful things that are involved in true relationships for, you know, true relationships. You can also, if you're listening to us tonight, you can join us via our guest call-in, and the number for that is 319-527-6083. If you want to join us live, 319-527-6083. If you want to join us live. Again, we are the Brothers Podcast. I am Maurice. And we also are asking if you have any show ideas, anything you want to share with us, anything that you want us to talk about, any topic, hot topic, or any particular topic you want to talk to us about, you can find us on our Brothers Podcast Facebook like page, or you can find us on our, and again, individually, send us a message, send us an idea for a show, and join us. We're interested in talking about a number of topics in 2023. So we need your support. We need your help to kind of get us, to kind of let us know what your thoughts are. We want to hear from the people. We want to hear from you because we are excited because we are the Brother Podcast. All right. So I know you've been hearing about the things in the news, the things that have been going on. We've had an interesting week of news. We've had, first of all, we had death. We had Christy Alley, who passed away last week. If you didn't know who she was an actress. She played on Cheers. She was the actress who starred, in Cheers. And Look Who's Talking. She was the actress. She also had her own show, which I actually liked. It was called Fat Actress, where she was basically, she had gained weight, and she was talking about her journey as being an actress after gaining weight and what the business was like after this weight gain and what was it like for her being in that particular arena and being, you know, a plus size, a woman that's plus size. And then we have Bishop Lamar Whitehead as he is in some trouble with the feds. If you don't know who Bishop Lamar Whitehead is, he is the bishop or the pastor that his video went viral, I believe, in the summer where his church was robbed. And this is in New York. His church was robbed. And he was actually... he's now looking to face federal charges. It appears that he's going to be doing a live Let me see, because I actually saw it on the book of, I like to call Facebook the book of faces. So let me see. He will be doing a Facebook Live at, oh, it was today. He did a Facebook Live today at 10:30. It was entitled Not Guilty. So if you were able to tune in, or if you tuned in, I would be interested in hearing what he had to say about the situation. It looks like former President Trump, looks like there's going to be some indictments for him concerning the January 6th insurrection and some other crimes that he has been committing. So it looks like this has been an interesting week for indictments, and y'all, you can tell we are ending 2022 going into 2023, because everything that is happening is happening. And that when I was in college and we would have a show, anything that can go wrong, Murphy's Law, anything that can go wrong is definitely going wrong. And so it's going to be an interesting 2023 starting off, I can already tell, and I'm excited. So again, I'm here with you all. Just want to share a couple of kind of exciting things with you all about this time of year. Many of us deal with grief during this time of year. That also segues into Twitch, if you know, Steven Twitch Boss committing suicide. And I just want to remind you all that if you need help, please get the help you need. It is very important that you do self-care. You care for you. You care for yourself. Make sure that you're taking care of yourself. If you're under the sound of my voice, make sure you are taking care of you, making sure that you are healthy and wise in your decisions, because we want to make the right decisions. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take some time for you. Take a break. Do something that you love to do. I just want to encourage you all. It's not super spiritual, but it's just super right to take care of ourselves, take care of our mental health. And I know that's hard for some of us who have lost loved ones. This time of the year is extremely hard as we are dealing with loss and grief, but we want to be able to celebrate the time of gathering together with our family and our friends. So I want to just, you know, shout you out and tell you that you are a wonderful person, and that if you need help, there are people out here that can help you and assist you in this journey. All right? So as I wait for my brothers, I'm trying to wait for them, y'all. I really am. But I think this week's discussion is called True Relationships, and we're going to discuss the possibilities of real relationships in a world filled with side pieces and sneaky links. What the hell is this, and more. So we're going to deal with the side piece and the sneaky links. You all, please forgive me. Just feeling a little bit congested, so hold on 1 second. So we're going to deal with those tonight in our discussion. I think it's going to be quite interesting, because relationships have changed. The faces of relationships have changed, as I keep saying about relationships and what it means to be in relationships. We talk a lot about this whole side piece, sneaky link. Some people, that's all they really necessarily want. They don't want the strings attached. We call them the strings attached, or we call them friends with benefits situations. You don't want the whole side piece you don't want the full relationship, but you want to be free and clear to do what you want to, basically to do what you want to do and enjoy yourself. You don't want to be tied down to anyone or to anything. You want to be free, and you want to be clear. So We have those situations going on. So we're going to talk about that tonight. We're going to deal a lot with the what is a sneaky link and a side piece. I think that is very clear. We have those sneaky side pieces. We all know or have friends that are side pieces. We know uncles, great uncles who had these women on the side, and they were not necessarily a wife, but they were the side piece. But we didn't call them side pieces. We call them, I don't know what we call them, other things. So I'm interested. And if you are listening and you want to join us, call in. Let's get your insight on this particular topic, true relationships. All right. I'm excited for the year 2023. And the year 2023, we will be basically doing I think we could do a blog. I think if the brothers got together, we could write a blog as well, or a vlog, or do a video vlog. We're going to be doing our podcast weekly. We're going to move to weekly to kind of give you more insight to us and to hear more from us, because I know you want to hear more from us. We're excited. We were looking back at some of our top shows, and I was excited to hear that some of our top shows really touched you, and really, I hope that you're listening tonight. Some of the shows that we talked about in the past really touched you and really helped you understand some things. I want to do a part two to the one that I did about should churches merge. I think I want to do a part two to that. I think that's going to be one of my things I'm going to do next year. And I think I want to do a part two to this one, true relationships. Again, this is our season finale. That means our season is coming to an end. But we will be back next year with all brand new topics, all brand new exciting things. We're also going to be having a very new show song. I'm excited. Someone is creating a show song for us, and we're excited. So we're going to have a new show song. We're going to have a new format, because we're actually going to be live as well. We're going to do live. You're going to get to see our faces. You're going to get to see what the brothers actually look like. And we're excited about that. So it's a lot going on, and we're excited to bring you the Brothers Podcast, right? All right. Hope my brothers join me soon. I can't wait to hear their voices. Can't wait to hear their voices and to get into our topic of discussion for tonight. All right. I hope that your holidays are great. I hope that you don't eat too much. I want to know what are some on some of your recipes. I know that some people, as they are, you know, they celebrate Thanksgiving, they do turkey, they do dressing, they do a traditional Thanksgiving dinner. I know some people normally for Christmas do a seafood dinner. So I kind of want to see what the plates are like and what are you all eating this Christmas. And I think that I'm probably going to go to a restaurant. I'm having brunch with my family at 12, and then I'm going to probably go and enjoy my night and just go to a restaurant. Who knows? All right. So I'm excited. You're excited. You're here. Again, if you have any topics that you would like for us to deal with, please feel free to, we also have email. So you can email us at thebrotherspodcast@gmail.com. That's thebrotherspodcast@gmail.com. Email us your top show topics, and I promise you, we will deal with them. All right. And I want everyone to stay warm. It's a little chilly out. I know where I am in the DMV, it is very chilly. Stay warm, wrap up so you don't get sick. Be careful. Go get your flu shots. Go get whatever you need to stay healthy during this winter. All right. All right, la. So we have as again, as I stated again with our hot topics, we talked about Christy Alley today. Also, as going back to our hot topics, we had the loss of another actress who happened to star on one of my favorite soap operas. Yes, I am old. I love soap operas. I grew up watching The Young and the Restless, The Bold and the Beautiful, As the World Turns, Guiding Light, Another World, Santa Barbara, One Life to Live, All My Children. I think I pretty much watched all of them. And so one of the soap opera actresses who I adored on our lovely General Hospital, she passed away today at, I think, 55 years old. So we're sending light and love and peace to her family. Looks like one of my brothers is on. Dre, are you here with me, Dre? There you go. You here with me, Dre?
I'm in the building. I'm in the building. What's going on, Blow Talk?
just talking about the hot topics. I want to go back to a couple of them just to kind of get your idea on. So one that stands out to me the most is the Bishop Lamar Whitehead story. Oh, Lord. Don't laugh.
I'm sorry, y'all know I got, you know, y'all know crooked people in the pulpit just tickle me, but I have been following this story since the church got robbed, and you know, I strongly believe that things happen when we allow ourselves to continue to play victim. And then come to find out you're not even the victim, but you the perpetrator the whole time.
Right.
That just blew my mind. I'm not going to hold you. I'm glad that the saints who belong to the church finally are getting some justice, because I just feel it's unfortunate that you're conning people, allegedly, you know, out of their retirement savings and their money. These are old people. You know, why are we conning the mothers out of their money? You could have just, for that much, you could have just went and got you a sugar mama. and went from there. But you, and then not only that, but then to run a wire scam and, you know, and think that you're not going to get caught in this day and age when they're looking for everybody who then illegally got PPP loans. You think they're not going to get wire scam people either? I bet he works for Trump.
The interesting thing, he did a live today that said not guilty.
Yeah, R. Kelly did too.
I think that he's an interesting character in that, and we know that he's been in a couple of situations. First, it was the robbery. Then it was, you know, pushing the lady, attacking the lady at the church. It's like he has his hands in a couple of things that just don't seem right.
He had a lot more than his hands in some things that didn't seem right.
Right. I think he's even at the point of, I think I read, like, he's trying to game someone out of, was it $500,000 or $50,000? And then it went, and then he asked the same person for $5,000. So it's just like he's just going through the motions.
Absolutely.
I want to introduce our other brother. He's on the line tonight.
What's up, people? My tardiness.
Oh, it's all right. It's all right. So we were just talking about Bishop Lamar Whitehead and
oh God.
Jeez.
Oh no.
You sound convinced.
Yeah, oh Lord. Oh Lord. Oh Lord.
Everybody. You never think about how we affect the whole. So you and all this stuff is being done, all this stuff is coming back. But at the end of the day, it's never just Bishop Whitehead. It's the church. It's the bishops. It's everybody. Everybody takes a mark for your disgraceful behavior. And that bothers me. So whether you get found guilty or not, guess what? It's always going to come back to, remember a few years ago when that man got robbed on live and it wasn't what it was? All churches like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we're always fighting to just be seen as a wholesome entity, but when there is constantly reason for people not to believe because of one or two or a thousand mm-hmm. individuals, when there's 50 million that do it right, it's just hard to even really care. And that may just be me, but when I saw that he had got arrested, I said, here we go again.
I say about time.
Well, yeah, I agree.
I say about time because I'm just overly through with all the crooks and that come into the pulpit nowadays. So I was like, Lord, about time.
I think that should be one of our goals for next year.
Crooks in the pulpit?
Mm-hmm.
I'm down. Can we talk about holes in the pulpit, too?
We can talk about it all.
Okay.
I'll come up with a show idea for it.
Call it at the altar.
At the altar. Okay. We'll do that next year.
No, have mercy.
I brought up one of the other topics I want to address, Trump.
About time.
Trump is, you're actually, I read.
Put him in the cell next to R. Kelly.
You said put him in the cell next to R. Kelly?
Put him in the cell next to R. Kelly. In fact, put him in between R. Kelly and Harvey Weinstein.
I totally forgot about Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah, put them all in the same. Put them all together. Add Tory Lanez to the LaRosa.
It's kind of interesting that these men of power are starting to fall.
Push falls. R. Kelly ain't never had no power.
I wasn't talking about R. Kelly.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I never said R. Kelly had that. Mm-mm. Nice music, though. As I'm reminded of an interview with Aretha Franklin, and they were asking her, you know, they were calling out certain artists and asking her opinion on the artist. And when she said, when it got to Taylor Swift, she said, nice gowns. In my words, R. Kelly, nice music. I mean, I just was not necessarily a fan of his because I never liked his voice.
I know.
Like, for me, it's when someone sings, their voice has to match what you're doing. And so, like, to hear R. Kelly sing, it's like Keith Sweat. Keith Sweat has wonderful songs. But, Keith Sweat had nice songs, but I never liked his voice. I felt like he sang like a goat.
Baby, I know.
Or like he was constantly begging, and that wasn't interesting to me. But
why me, baby?
But I think it's interesting, like Trump, Weinstein, whiteheads, people with these high positions or in these positions are kind of like, it's come all unraveled.
But I think it's needed because in this season, I think that there, we as a country have allowed people in high positions to get away with a lot of stuff for far too long, whether it's the boardroom, the vice president, like, you know, it's like we have allowed people because of their positioning that it's like we're going to overlook their situation or we're going to overlook what they do wrong because they hold this high position. But then when it comes to the singers and the rappers, we're going to hold them accountable for what's in their lyrics, but I'm not holding you accountable for what you do to your, with your hands. So I can't rap about Coochie, but you can grab a whole lot of them. That's fine. Unless your name is Bill Cosby.
Right. Interesting. It's interesting. It's like the word, a double standard. Double standard for one group of people and a double, you know, one group of people this happens, one group of people that happens.
Yeah. And it sucks because it's like we're almost in like a double standard country. Like, but, you know, I still say it's the greatest country on this earth. If I can get some hot weather right now, I'll be in heaven.
I mean, if you go to Florida, you can get all the hot weather you want.
Not right now. No. They didn't single digits.
What part? Oh, my. So, brothers, I think I want to start our topic this week.
Okay. Can we talk about Twitch?
Yeah. Just, I don't know what to think or say. It's just very sad. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I saw that he had written a note. But I'm every time I try to read a report on my phone, I can't seem to find what the note necessarily shared or said.
So they haven't really released what the note says. They are keeping that confidential, but the note was left. And the only thing they're saying is that it just has a lot of information as to why he was in the headspace he was in.
Well, did it? What, I mean, of course, we never know why a person chooses to commit suicide, but I think that is. Okay.
Yeah.
I want to go ride it on a motorcycle.
I was hoping that
no, right?
Not a car.
They've been doing that all day now.
I want to go ride. Is it a motorcycle or a car? It sounds like, is it a car? Car.
I think it was a car.
It's a car. So.
You know what?
It's a car.
It's a car.
It's a car. I'm going to give you my Boston accent. It's a car. I think that before you guys came on, I was saying that I think it's imperative to reach out for help. I think it's very imperative for us, especially men of color, to reach out for help because we deal with mental illness. Some of us deal with mental illness. Some of us are dealing with, you know, a lot of things that are just very jarring, and I feel like men, we don't really reach out for help because we try to be strong and we try to be the breadwinner and we try to do everything. And I think it's imperative to reach out for help, even if you are feeling like no one's going to hear you, because it might be one person that you reach out to that really hears you and really tries to help. And I think that's important. And I feel like, you know, I don't know. It's a lot of things running in through my mind. Like, did he not have help? Did he feel like he couldn't talk to his wife? Do you feel like his wife wouldn't understand? Do you feel like he would disappoint her? I just feel like it's a lot of unanswered questions for someone who seems to be so happy. I actually went to his, I think I actually watched a couple of videos on his TikTok. He and his wife had just celebrated 9 years of marriage, and he was dancing maybe like the 2 or 3 days before he passed, before he committed suicide, and then this. He goes to the hotel and does it and commits suicide. Like, just what was the step that we're missing?
Can I hear you? Go ahead,
I feel like there's a lot of in-between that's just not being mentioned. You know, like I'm hearing the steps and I'm hearing the traces and the first 48 techniques and, you know, we came home, we had a little, it was something that happened, I got a call or something and I dipped out and I called an Uber, I had the Uber take me to a motel instead of a hotel or a Holiday Inn. And the next thing, you know, that you hear, I'm going, but I do believe there's something that's missing.
And, you know, for me, I'm looking at both sides. I definitely believe that, you know, we need to reach out. But what if he did reach out and reaching out didn't change what he felt?
Facts.
Again, we don't know fully what happened because we're on the outside looking in. So we're assuming that it was something devastating and heart-wrenching. But just the way it's been put out, the fact that he didn't take the car, the fact that he didn't do it in the house, he still had concern for the people around him. Because if he did it in the house, the family would be put out. If he had taken the car would have been impounded. So there was still concern for the people that were around him. So we don't know if he reached out. We don't know who he talked to, if he talked to his wife, if he had a therapist, because we're looking at, well, he made everybody smile. Making you smile doesn't change what I'm going through internally. We can go back to Robin Williams. Robin Williams was one of the the earth and made people laugh and made millions of dollars and has all this great repertoire of accomplishment, but still felt like he needed to take his life. But it didn't mean that he wasn't in spaces where he was able to talk. We think that because most times that's what we think.
You know, with Twitch, they say that. Has anybody had a chance to look at his last podcast that he was on? So what was brought across to me was that there was a podcast he was on, and the person kept asking him, yo, are you good? Yo, are you good? Because they said the entire podcast he was off. And I haven't had a chance to actually find this podcast. I wish I knew what podcast it was, and I got to do better journalism, I promise y'all. But there was a podcast he was on, and they said that the host kept asking him, yo, what's wrong? And he said, oh, everything's good, everything, you'll be good. But they said you could tell the entire podcast something was wrong.
Mm.
But my question to that then becomes, if you could tell something was wrong after the podcast was over, did you reach out?
Right.
That part.
You know, and being someone who suffered from depression and still, you know, battles it from time to time, it's definitely a quiet, it's definitely a silent killer. It's definitely a silent killer. And I think in this new year, we definitely have to do a show aimed at depression to see if we could even help somebody that may either be suffering from depression or even get to know people who may be survivors of, surviving family members of someone who may have committed suicide, and how are they dealing with life now? Because if somebody close to me commits suicide, that's going to eat me alive. I'm going to feel like I should have been there.
Right. I agree. I also put out, before you guys came on, I put out a call for those that are listening to this podcast and will listen later, or listening after we have posted to iHeart and the wonderful Apple Podcast, to kind of, you know, let us know. Send your show ideas, because we're interested in talking. And if you want to join us even now, like you want to call in, again, we're here, 319-527-6083. Yo, I used to be on the radio station back in the day, so back in my younger days.
So you did Salisbury Quiet Storm.
I did. No, I didn't do Salisbury Quiet Storm. I wasn't on WJDY or what was OC 104? That's OC
104. That was my OC 104 right there.
But I was on WDIH 90.3 FM. That was my church radio station, and the acronym stands for Well Deliverance Is Here. So I was on that radio station, and my show was A Week of the Praise. And one time a lady called in and asked me, could I play I Believe in You and Me?
Yeah.
I said, ma'am, I can't play that. That is not a gospel song. Now I can play I Go to the Rock, I Love the Lord.
It's all on the same track, though. It's the same soundtrack.
Right, right.
You could have played it. She might, to her, it might have been a, and that may have been a that may have been a personal testimony to Jesus from her.
I think she said, can you play it for my husband?
Oh.
So I don't think
your deliverance is here.
Right. I don't think she actually wants. She said, can you play it for my husband?
Maybe her husband was trying to tell her that he believes that she was sent to him from God, and so he had to believe in their relationship and their covenant. So,
well,
know,
come on now,
Jesus,
right? But yeah, so that was a fun ride. I feel like every week I divulge a little bit more of myself that y'all didn't know. So hey.
Yeah. We did the dancing to Self-Destruction of All Songs.
Hey. We're not gonna talk about that. That's, you know what? When we do the live, I think I might try to do the dance for y'all. Just a little bit. What I remember, what I did.
Oh, look at God.
I don't remember all of it because I'm not as fit as I was. And I think I was in like, I was in sixth grade. So I was in sixth grade. So I don't know if I remember all of it, but I will try. Oh, let me tell you how my principal and someone try to come for me today. Because I'm short. How tall are you? I'm 5'7", my principal says. Oh, no. I think you 5'4".
Wow.
Okay. I won't be working at that school. No, I'm kidding. So I guess I'm shorter than what I thought I was. But, you know, you do, when you get older, you do kind of shrink a little bit.
That's what they say.
Yeah, so I'm probably be Sophia size height by the time I get in my 70s. All right, so tonight's topic is the possibility of a real relationship in a world full with side pieces and sneaky links. Y'all, what do y'all think? Dre. So, I want to, I mean,
oh, yeah, Molly.
Okay, so having been single for 22 years, okay, you all close your mouth now, having been single for 22 years, I have found it very difficult when it comes to dating because the rules have changed from, of course, the 90s. The early 2000 was the last time. 2000 was the last time I dated. So the rules have changed, and I get so confused with everything that's going around. Like even my students confuse me because they're dating, and one minute they like one thing, and next minute they like something else. I just be confused. I'm fine. I just have to tell y'all like it is. So in this world of dating, are real relationships even possible? Because I feel like people go for what's the word I'm looking for? I feel like people go for what's comfortable for them. Like they don't really want a full relationship. They may want a sneaky link situation where it's what do we call a sneaky link? Friends with benefits.
Hoes on the side.
Hoes on the side.
I feel like
hoes and loyal. Oh, I'm bad.
You said what?
Them hoes are loyal. Don't even cut it.
Okay. I feel like we want those particular relationships, and we don't necessarily want real relationships. So there are some people who want a relationship, but it's so much going on with these with the side piece mentality and the sneaky link. I just feel like people are kind of, I want to have my cake and eat it too. You know, I want, or I want my cake and this slice. So I want my piece of chocolate cake, my red velvet, my lemon pie, and then my strudel. So I feel like it's a variety of things going on. So I want to talk. We want to talk about that, and I want to get you guys' opinion on like, are real relationships even possible with this particular culture?
When we say culture, what are we talking about? I believe it depends on a number of factors. To me, it depends on, especially the year of birth, it depends on how you were raised and the atmosphere that you grew up in. What models did you have to look at? Because, and truthfully, it depends to me on the type of person who raised you, because my issue with people is that they're being raised by somebody who says you need to have more than one option, and they think that that's cute. But at this point, if I'm 30, you every bit of 50 to 55, if I was born in the 90s, 9 out of 10. And so if you 50 to 55 and you ain't never had a steady relationship, how can you give relationship advice? Let's start with that. Number two, if you a hoe, how are you going to encourage me to be a hoe?
Encourage you to be or not to be?
To be a hoe. Like, how you going to tell me, you know, you need to be like me. You need to have options. You need to have this. Like, if I'm trying to make my relationship, like, be solidified, or I'm trying to make my relationship actually work, and you don't got a relationship, why am I even listening to you? You are disqualified from this conversation's topic. Unless you can say I've been in a relationship and it lasted this long, or because I see issues that you're getting ready to bring to your relationship that I've been through, I need not your suggestion. What I need you to do is get you together. Because, like, what I've learned in this season is it's always the people who are doing the opposite of what I'm trying to do that tells me what to do.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't know what you putting all that effort into a relationship for what? Oh, my God. Like, you got so many people who like you. You not ugly. You cute. You this, you that. Okay, and that's fine, and that's dandy, but I got people who like me, and then I got somebody who loves me. It's a difference. I got people who want to see with me. I got somebody else who wants to be with me. It's a difference. And so my bother with today's society is that, and especially in the older, if you 40 years old and you still having sneaky links, or you 40 years old and you still got side chicks, nigga, grow up. If you're 40 or older, you should be focusing on trying to have something steady, because at the end of the day, this is the shit that your kids see. And this is why their minds are so jacked up.
I think you're hitting the nail on the head. I think it is so much out here, and so many people are saying, oh, try this, try that, try this, try that. So I said, I'm going to try it. I like it, I'm going to try. I agree with you that at some point there needs to be a settling down. Because at some point you don't want to always be walking around with this one. 6 months later, you with that one. I never understood that part. Like,
you look like
this
a
hoe. I never understood. Huh?
You look like a hoe.
Yeah, I never understood, like, you with someone for 6 months, and then 6 months later, you with someone else. Like, I never, like, how were you able to move on so fast?
It wasn't your thing of moving on. I was never committed.
Right.
So if there's no attachment to it, then it's not going to bother me to move forward. Because there's no attachment.
And I think that's what this culture is, this particular culture of the sneaky link and the side pieces. The side piece is no real connection or relationship or intimacy. So it allows me to be with this person and be their side piece. But I want to quote this. You're saying something. You said something very clearly. If you're in your 30s, your 50s, your 40s, you should be settling down. But I wanna kind of say this. But what about our great uncles who had side pieces?
Hoes.
You know,
because
they
your great uncles had side pieces, now your cousins are jacked the hell up. That's why our cousins are 50 and 60 now. And still can't settle down because this is all they know.
Right.
Hoes. The statement still stands. Hoes. Shared property. Community dick.
We told y'all this was church, but it's not church. We told you we were church.
I never said I was in church.
Right. But
and if I was, this is how I talk in my church. You are more than welcome to join. We'll be virtual starting in January.
We're creating this, and I agree with you. Like, it's so confusing. I feel like it's so, dating is so, for me, has become extremely confusing. Because I feel like people like you 1 minute, and then they don't like you the next. Or they were interested in you for, like, 6 weeks. And then the next week they ghost you, or they don't return your phone, or you look on Facebook, or you look on Facebook. Sorry, you look on Instagram, or you look in other places, and they in a whole relationship. Like what happened? You like me, and then all of a sudden, bam! Like you found someone new, or you ghost me. We don't talk at all. Like it's. The messages that are sent out by people are just weird.
That's because I believe we were never taught how to be upfront and to be truthful to begin with. Nowadays, I have learned the suggestions that these parents are giving their kids is stick with this until something else comes along. And no matter what you do, this is the mentality you bring into a relationship, you would never have a successful relationship. Because something better, with something that seems better, will always come along. And it sucks that you have to wait, that you go through the same mentality from your 20s to your 30s to your 40s, and then think in your 40s, oh, I should have stuck with who I had in my 20s, because this whole time they really did care about me. The worst thing you can do is lose somebody who shows you that they got your best interest in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
But if you don't know how to handle someone having your best interest, because let's just be honest with it, mama dropped the ball, daddy dropped the ball, so you're not even, you're not just, daddy, with you don't have just daddy issues, but you got mama issues too.
Right.
Because both mom and dad dropped the ball. Mom dropped the ball because she was so hurt that dad didn't work out, that she ain't do nothing but bad mouth him. So by the time you pick up daddy issues, you never even, you missed all over your mommy issues, because now she done made you have a hate for somebody that you could have been getting love for the whole time. And then on top of that, she's bitter. So now she done passed her bitterness on to you because her old lemon dropped behind. Can't keep a man. Now you got lemon drop and sour pucker. Both can't keep a man or a woman because I got issues. And it's not fair to the kids that you passed your issues on to them for them to have to carry in their life because you couldn't keep a man. But let's just be real. If you look at the relationship, you might not have been able to keep a man because of you.
Keeping, loving, people don't, I don't think people love from a pure place anymore. I don't think people love from pureness.
They know how to?
That was my next thing. And I don't think they know how to.
Let's be real. In today's society, and I would love for someone to call in 319-527-6083. In today's society, how often does your parent say, I love you?
Mm.
Not when you're depressed, not when you're crying, not when they messed up, but just every day they wake up to say, I love you. How many times do, even as a grown person, my son's 30, I text my son every single day, I love you. That if you don't never hear from another person, you're going to hear it from home first. His mother hits him every day and says, I love you. So at the end of the day, if ne'er one of them waterhead people he dates ever don't say they love you. Oh, he knows what love is.
I can jump in here because growing up without my father and having an unemotional mother, I can count my hand. I remember hearing my mother say she loved me, and I just turned 36 last week. I had to do some work that I'd never seen to be the person that I am now. My brothers will tell you, it's nothing to get a I love you from me. Sometimes I say I love you before I say hello. But I didn't grow up with that. I didn't see that. I didn't know that. But I had to find me. And I think a lot of relationships are failing, not only because people didn't see it, but because people won't do work on themselves. I can't be honest with you when I'm not honest with me. I can't tell you what I want when I don't know what I want. Knowing what I want takes time. It takes work because I have to sift through all of the societal norms and all of the time frames. And all. But what do I want?
Mm-hmm.
How do I want it? How should I expect to be in this relationship? And it is confusing because every 10 minutes is changing because we're dealing with people that don't know themselves and are unwilling to do work to find out who they are. So we get side pieces and sneaky links because supposedly it's easy, but I got to keep it covered up. Is this really something I want to be in where I'm keeping secrets? Because if I'm with you, I should be able to say I'm with you. But when I don't know who I am, I'm hiding you because I'm still hiding me.
Right.
That's how I look at it.
I agree.
So I feel like we're in this cycle of, I feel like if we don't do something about this, like in the next, if we don't do something about and breaking these cycles, we're going to be in this perpetual cycle. And this dating pool is going to have pee in it. we got to clean it out. But I think it starts with what you all said, is learning how to love and accept yourself and knowing what you want. And I think that's one of my major issues for me is I know what I want, but I know it ain't this. I know it's not this.
Yeah. This I'm going to be honest. This day and age, this dating game is hard. And I'm speaking firsthand. Like, this is more difficult than preaching. Like, it's like, you can show them you care, but they wouldn't recognize it. You could tell them you care, but they wouldn't believe you.
Right.
You know, but if you act like you care, they're good with that. So I'm good with you putting on an act, but I'm not good with you being real about the act you're putting on.
That part.
That's concerning. But that's because for these I've been saying it since 95. I don't know what happened after 95, but the world has become used to putting on masks and playing charades.
Right, because it causes us not to be real, because if we have to look at ourselves and look at the real us, we don't like what we see.
Facts.
We don't like what we see, but we won't do anything to change it.
Absolutely. And so we live in misery, and we live in hurt, and we have become accustomed to hiding the hurt and not dealing with the misery. And so then we produce a bunch of more miserable hurt gremlins who we dispatch to hurt and cause misery to others because they don't understand joy, because we ourselves are not joyous.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I'm quite sure you see it. You're in the classroom every single day. You can tell which one of your students is going to be the one that sits in the window yelling at the kids, "Get off my lawn."
Gonna be a couple of them.
We can't keep friends.
Be a few of them.
Listen, yes, because we push away real friendship. We don't want friends who hold us accountable. We want friends who are yes men.
But I also have one of my friends that says she doesn't. One of my students, I'm sorry, that says she doesn't have friends because she was like, it's almost as if she doesn't like the people that she's around, and so it was very concerning that she doesn't have friends. Period. Like, she doesn't have them at all. And then there are some friends, like you said, there are some people who want yes men, or people that say yes to everything, to the every whim. But it's also like some of us are looking with that with even romantic relationship. We want people to take care of us. I feel like this generation is the generation of take care of me. I want you to take care of me. I want you to come to the table with a car, a house, and a job and money, but
mm-hmm.
I don't got to do nothing.
But this is because this is what we're being taught. Oh, yes, that's right. Get somebody who's going to sit there and that's going to take care of you. They're going to spoil you. They're going to this. They're going to do that. You know, like, this is the things that we are teaching our young people. If a nigga can't do for you, they ain't the right nigga for you. You need to go get you somebody who gonna do for you. Get somebody who gonna pay your bills. So all you gotta worry about is keeping your nails done and your hair did. Heifer, you ain't never had a job. You live off the government. How are you giving me suggestions?
True.
You ain't got your own pot to piss in and window to throw it out. How are you gonna tell me what I need to do with mine?
This huge sense of self-entitlement when it comes to relationship. I've seen it. I've seen some of my friends go through some serious issues with self-entitlement with their partner or the person they're with. Because it just seems like in order to keep them, I have to keep pleasing them, or I have to keep doing these things, because if not, they're not going to want to be with me. And it's disheartening to see people who have to deal with that, because they have, they have the right heart, they have the right mindset, but because of these situations or this sense of self-entitlement, they can't be themselves and they can't do what they need to do to make themselves happy, because when they try, it's pushed away, or they're told they don't matter.
Yep.
So, and many of us just don't have any emotional intelligence. We don't have any awareness of what we feel emotionally. So even if we're in relationships, we're not emotionally aware. We're not emotionally available. We're not present. So when someone is telling us what their boundaries are, what they feel, what they think, we feel attacked. And when we feel attacked, we don't want to be around. So we're hopping from relationship to relationship because we don't know how to deal with our own emotions, let alone somebody else.
Right.
Because the relationship is not just, oh, we're together. It's literally investing and committing to somebody else. So just because I'm having a good day don't mean you having a good day, but I have to be aware enough to help you in your bad day without taking on your bad day. I have to be aware enough to say, okay, I'm not in a good headspace. So when I say I need a little bit of time, I'm not saying I don't want to be around you. I'm just saying I need to debrief. But if I'm unable to even verbalize what I feel or what I need, how can I expect somebody else to know it?
Right. And that's the thing with, you know, I'm learning with this particular generation that they don't know how to articulate. But I also feel like my generation did not know how to articulate what we wanted because our ideologies were different. And when we got with someone that we didn't necessarily like, because I feel like there are a lot of my generation that married people, they really didn't like them, but mm-hmm. because they didn't want to be by themselves, because they didn't want to be alone, because they didn't want to be alone, and because they wanted to be married and have kids, they just went for the first person. And I feel bad for some of us who said, that's not what we're going to do. We're going to do it different, because now we're stuck in this situation where we haven't dated in years and we're now trying to get back out there, but it's so much drama. Because I feel like if I date someone who wants me to take care of them, that's not happening. I feel like a lot of what we're facing is people who want to be taken care of and being set, but they don't want to do it for them, because relationships have to be reciprocal. We have to do for each other. We have to be there emotionally for each other, and many people can't do that. He nag, he cry, he this, he that, she this, she that. And I feel like that's all you hear when no one says, this is a give and take. This is me giving you, but also you giving me.
That part.
No, and
but that's the other issue too, because we don't see emotion, we don't know how to receive emotion when we get emotion.
Right. Or if the emotions is too extreme. One minute it's like you too far to the left or you too far to the right. And I feel like when I see those type of emotions, I'm like, okay, like what are you giving me? Because I'm confused. Like you're showing me this emotion, but it's just so much, it's so overwhelming. But then you showing that emotion. Like I told you, like my students are dating, and I think one of the things I literally had to tell them, and I was being honest. I was like, I think you guys are too young when it comes to dating, because some of you are dating people and then like you guys end up getting hurt, you get disappointed because the person's doing too much, the person doing love, and then it's all these things. It's some, and then they have social media, so then they're getting involved in fights on social media. And so I get concerned, and I had to, like, really tell them, like, I think y'all are just too young to be dating in high school and I told them, I said, when you go to college, you're going to meet different people. So it's not going to be these same people that you see now. So I had to really break it down to them and let them know, I think y'all are dating too young. I know I can't stop y'all.
But I know a couple people who actually started dating in high school who went to high school with me who are married now, which
totally blows my mind because that's just unheard of these days. Okay. But, like, it's really hard. Like, I'm in elementary school. I got elementary school kids who claim they date. I wish my son or daughter would come home at fourth and fifth grade, so they're 9 and 10 years old, talking about this is my boyfriend. To hell. Like, that ain't going to happen. But there, like, to me, I don't know what it is, but nowadays, I just feel like we put too much of an emphasis of dating. And to me, especially in the urban families, I feel like we do this because it's our way of trying to ensure our children turn out the way we want them to turn out, per se. Like, you know, because in the urban factor, in many households nowadays, I feel like the issue is I want my child to always be straight. So if I impede this in them and I embed this in them and I put this in their head and hammer it, it would make them say, you know, okay, cool, yep, this is what they want, I'm going to do this. And then they're coming home fourth and fifth grade and we think that's cute. What bothers me with this type of thought is, this is how our side pieces and sneaky links end up, you know, once the child gets to eighth and ninth grade. Then it's cute because then it becomes, you know, oh, that boy, he's just a player. I mean, he's just like his daddy. He got a different girl every week. Okay, so when are we teaching right from wrong? Like, do we wait until they turn 19 and 18 to decide to tell them how to be grown men and grown women? Because there's a lot more women out here nowadays, or a lot of girls out here nowadays who think it's cute to have four or five different, you know, partners or sleeping buddies.
I said that to my students the other day. I was like, I thought the boys, but I said, you girls.
Y'all walking around with a highway to heaven. Like, y'all got to get this together.
Got a highway to heaven.
Like, Lord. I'm trying to figure out a nice way to say it, but I mean, you walking
around.
I can
walk up
there. Because, like, I mean, you're walking around with a bottomless pit, and it's like.
Hold on.
Like, you know,
go
like this ain't cute. You know, like, you as wide as the solar system right now, and you only in eighth grade. This ain't cute.
Wow. But we need to teach. I think we need to teach these kids how to be. We need to teach them how to focus on one thing and one person. And if you like someone else, like, be honest about that, because I think that was one of the things.
But I can't do that when mom and dad got four and five. So who's teaching? Who's doing the teaching? Like, we can't keep putting everything in the teacher's hands.
Oh, please take it out my hands.
Like, some things you need to teach yourself. Like, I believe sex ed should start at home, not in the school.
Well,
correct.
And people complain about sex ed. Now, hold on, before we go on. Well, people talk about sex education, but I taught health 1 year. And to be honest with you, it's only teaching you basics. What are the body parts? What is it? It's not doing deep detail. It's not saying what you should do if you have an STI. It doesn't say all of that.
Because the schools are scared to touch it. And that's why it's important for the parents to touch on it. YouTube has every STI with pictures and sound. You need to take your child through a YouTube memory besides these TikToks and besides all this foolishness, and you need to teach your kids about STIs, STDs. Tell your kids, be transparent. Talk to your kids about them STIs and STDs you had, like the bumps on your lips. Like, talk to them. Mommy, why you got a bump on your lip in your high school picture? Because mommy was a hoe. Like, tell your kids.
We need to tell.
Everything ain't a cold sore or a fever blister. Some of these is herpes.
And some people need to go research some of them, because some of us are doing things and don't know what we got.
Hello.
That part.
We walking around here giving it to someone else. I so much I could say on that one. But yeah, so we're giving something to someone else and we don't know what we have. And we were talking about, you guys know about PrEP. PrEP is this health prevention.
Oh.
HIV. And with PrEP, you know, but it tells you, you know, PrEP can help you, But that doesn't keep you from getting other STIs. And people are like, I'm on PrEP. I can have unprotected sex. No.
You absolutely can. But when you burning and itching next week, just know PrEP only stopped you from HIV.
Right. And so we need to be more educated. And I think one of the – and we need to – this is another – that's another show that we can talk about is this – our particular race and dealing with sexuality, sex as a whole, because it's not taught at home. It's not – we don't discuss it. And when we discuss
it – No, you know why? Because we put our kids in front of Pornhub and we let Pornhub teach it.
Goodbye.
That's not a good teacher at all.
Not at all, because
nope.
One of us. Mm-hmm. Oh God, no! I'm not doing this. I'm not going there today. one of my students missed that we were playing culture tags, and one of my students said BBC.
Mm-hmm.
I said
no. Mm-mm.
Why do you know that? She thought the word said BBC. No, I said she.
Wow.
I was like, why do you know that? It wasn't
you
for me to...
about the British Broadcast Channel.
Nope, not at all. I mean, I'm not judging her. But it was funny in the moment, but it was like, wow.
Yeah.
These babies, and they know more, and they do, and they're doing more. They know more.
But this is side piece mentality. Then here's the other thing we have to look at. Many of our young people today are looking at these celebrities as if they are iconic geniuses. And these celebrities, the Kim Kardashians, the Lori Harvey, Steve, sorry, the y'all know the hoes in the industry. Like, you know, the bad girls cut up.
I know.
Sorry, the bad boys club, y'all. You know, we're raising our kids off of these iconic, these so called iconic role model, non role model factors, and we're teaching our kids it's okay to do what these people do. So it's okay to fight, be a hoe, jump a pole, have a couple charges. So. Of course I'm going to have a side piece because the person I look up to has a side piece. You know, like, mm-hmm. you know, this chick didn't have every basketball player in the nation. The other chick didn't have every actor, you know, in the last 7 months. Like, we have to look at these things. And so, you know, my question becomes, when do we as a society put power back in parents' hands to hold them accountable for how their kids turn out? If your kids turn out because they that you know turn out to be horrible children, it's not because you were a great parent. It was because you decided to avoid the things that they were going, that they were doing, and that they were encountering. You know, like I could talk to my son 1,000 times. Like I said, my son's 30 now. I could talk to him 1,000 times, and if he don't get it, then I gotta talk to him 1,001 times. But until he gets it, I try to dwell into his head and drill into his head the type of upbringing that I had, because I see where you're going and it's not cute.
Right.
Because then you're going to have kids who have daddy issues, or they're going to not like you, or you're going to deal with the fact that you can't keep nobody because now your reputation goes before you. Like, let's just be honest. Like, I don't know about y'all, but when Kim Kardashian married Kanye, I was nervous because I was like, did he not know what she did before him? And
he
if he didn't know what she did before him, does he not have internet access?
He did. And the thing is, well, you know, she,
his
everyone.
His mama didn't teach him you can't turn no hoe into no housewife?
Right.
So this is
he
the
knew.
Thing. You know,
knew.
Like you knew what to expect and how it wasn't going to work. Because at the end of the day, you knew exactly what you were getting into. So, like, that's my biggest concern, is we got to stop being so blind that we're dumb.
Right.
But we also have to take the time to embed in our young people, especially, and I don't, you know, I'm not fitting to sit here and talk to no adult. The hell with that. We got to embed in our young people to get your life together.
Right.
Because if not, there's no future for you. then you upset because it's like, nobody wants me. Nobody wants you because everybody had you, boo. Like, I don't want the toy everybody else got.
Because I'm extremely concerned about my students and their issues, some things that I've heard that was just very jarring for me. And I'm concerned about...
So when you hear this, let me ask this. When you hear these things that are jarring, do you stop and do teachable moments?
Yeah.
Ooh. You know how many teachers don't?
Very few. None, almost all of them. Or I talk to the person individually. I like to talk to them individually. But I feel like if I can talk to you individually, then I can help you. And there are sometimes I have to do it as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
But I would prefer to do it individually because what I'm hearing is just, it's crazy.
Yeah, you in high school, kids, so that's a whole different, oof.
Yes, sir.
That's a whole different breed nowadays.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that breed there,
Yeah, but I love them, though. I love them, and they love me. I wouldn't trade it for the world.
Yes, it takes a lot to deal with high school nowadays. I can barely deal with elementary, and then middle school was an absolute hell no.
Oh, no. We're not going to talk about middle school.
Once that baby snatched her hand from me, he snatched something out my hand, I mean, it was just, I had to pray. Do we got any listeners that want to tune in? I mean, if you jump on the line, 319-527-6083, we want to hear from you. 319-527-6083. I know we winding down slowly but surely, but we want to hear from y'all. Like, you know, if you listening out there today, what do you think? We don't want to ask you what's wrong with our generation, but what's up with these sneaky links in this this fad of having a sneaky link in a side piece in a six-piece biscuit and 17-piece McNuggets, and you know, like, why do you need so much and so many? Like, why is one not enough? If you have some side pieces, call in.
If you were a side piece,
how did you?
No one's judging you. This is a no judgment zone. We ain't judging.
He is absolutely lying. I'm judging. I'm not judging you. Let me say that. I'm not judging you, but I am judging the people that you allowed yourself to date. If you were a side piece, I'm judging the folks that you allowed yourself to date. Don't get on here talking about you didn't know you was a side piece. He probably lied and told you he was getting ready to leave her.
I was a side piece.
Where's you? Let's talk about it.
Yes. Hold on. We got a caller.
We got a caller? Hey, caller. What's your name is?
Hello, caller.
Hey. Hello.
Hey. Who are we talking to?
Jay Will.
Hey.
I'm not going to put my school government up on there.
You don't have to.
I mean, we'll say Jay Will. What's going on, Jay Will?
Hey there. I heard y'all talking about sneaky links and side pieces.
Absolutely, absolutely.
But yeah, I don't know if I've ever been a sneaky link or a side piece, honestly.
Okay.
But I know my significant other has definitely had a sneaky link side piece relationship for a lot of years.
Call out. Okay. So I mean, like, what do you think the fad is, or why do you think this is so prevalent in today's society? Is that the right word? Prevalent or prevalent? Prevalent.
Relevant. Prevalent.
Or
relevant.
Relevant. Same thing.
Yeah.
Right. I think because, honestly, I don't think it has anything to do with today's society. We can even go back to the olden days when our great-great-great-grandfathers was having babies out of wedlock with other women, but our great-great-grandmothers was raising these babies, with silent babies. So it's just now these days it's like it's more celebrated. It's like these women is okay with being second.
So do you feel like self-esteem has something to do with that?
Yeah, I think self-esteem has a lot to do with that. Even on a man's part and on a woman's part, I can speak for, as far as the women, I feel like, a lot of past trauma can have a lot to do with that. Women don't want to be hurt these days. And they'd rather just play second. But the thing is, if you're going to play second, you got to play your role as that second person. Don't be sitting around expecting anything out of it, and you shouldn't be reaching out to the man's wife and all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
So,
okay.
If I'm a guy,
y'all wouldn't think my job eventually, because now it becomes a part where my side piece becomes I go from second in command to third or fourth in command, because 9 out of 10, if I'm already somebody you see on the side, not your main course anyway. So if I'm going to be a side order, most platters come with at least 2 to 3 side orders. So do you think I won't try to piss off your main course if you making me an option?
I mean, why? For what? Why you gotta be petty? Especially if it's a known fact, if you're the side piece and you know your role, you're supposed to stay in that role no matter how many that person got. Play your part until you or that other person decides to say, let's just make it official. But I wouldn't make it official. I think that's dumb, because what makes you think that person not going to do what they've been doing to you? What makes you so special than the rest of the people?
Right.
Or lovers out there, So I don't know. I think that's crazy. I wouldn't be in the habit of trying to ruin the household. If I'm going to be your second choice chopped liver, then that's exactly what it should be. There's no reason for me to be trying to call the wife and destroy the household and all that kind of stuff. That's just dumb.
And many people do that. Like they'll, I'm going to let the wife know as a way of breaking up the household, because they want that man or that person to themselves. When in actuality, you'll do that, and it, 9 times out of 10, either the person may already know, the person is either at a point of, I'm not leaving her or him for you. I'm not, and they'll tell you that, I'm not leaving them for, I'm not messing up my happy home to be with you, because
this
is what you are.
Yeah, and I don't get it, because my whole thing is, if you're going into a situation knowing that is the case, why would you even sit there and try to develop feelings and all that kind of stuff? Like, that's what it all boils down to. You didn't cause feelings. Something didn't go your way. Now you want to reach out to the wife, destroy the home, the household, and all that kind of stuff. Like, that's just going to make the man stay with you or the woman stay with you or be with you. I wouldn't trust you. Because in my mind, I'm like, are you psychic? You something special. So, I don't know. To each his own, but it couldn't be me.
And we got to also think about, we're in the 21st century, so we just can't say man and woman. We got to include male, female.
Yeah, yeah.
Because people are not just, some people are fluid and some people are same gender loving. And so I've seen a lot of same gender loving relationships. And as I stated before, I'm about to tell on myself. So if you're listening and you're my family, I love you. Okay. If you're listening and you're my friend, I love you. But when I was younger, in my 20s, I was a sneaky link and I was a side piece. And I was okay with it.
Oh, yummy.
I was,
and you was okay with it. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
did you know how to play your role in that whole situation?
I did. I played my role well. I mean, because the person told me they're not going to leave their relationship for me, and they were comfortable with because the relationship, the person had money, a car, and their relationship with the person. So they weren't going to leave, and I knew that. And I knew that personally. I knew that.
Mm.
And I was okay. I was going to break up with Effie Holmes.
It's not about people that's strong as you. Some people just love drama too, you know.
Right.
Sometimes you gotta know who you're dealing with as well. Like, all right, she or he ain't gonna say nothing. They not gonna say anything. So we gonna, cause I know people that's been having relationships for a lot of years and they're married and all that kind of stuff. So, and the wife or the husband has no idea at all because that's how they know how to play their role.
The thing is, though, with, you know, but looking back at it at 47 and being in, like, 20, 21, looking back at it, Dre said it had to do with self-esteem. I had a low thought of myself because if I knew what I knew now, I would have even gone for that. But I thought I was ugly. I thought I didn't have the esteem of, you know, what I have now. So I thought I was ugly. I thought nobody wanted me. So someone showed interest, but they were with someone. So the first person that showed interest, you showing me? Oh, me? Oh, you showing me? Oh, okay. Thank you. So you showing me interest and, you know.
Still young, so you know.
Yeah, I was young and I was still learning. I was still finding out who I was as a person.
And that makes sense.
At that time, I was still learning who I was growing, developing into, and then once I, but you know, as an adult now, I'm good.
you wouldn't have it.
right.
You wouldn't even come my way with that nonsense.
Right.
But I have a question, if y'all don't mind. Oh my God, my brain went left a little bit. I had a little brain fart. But okay, this is the question. How long did the sneaky link last for, and did your feelings get involved?
I would say it lasted for about a year, and it did. I did develop feelings, but again, in my developing feelings, I realized that the person was not going to leave their relationship for me. So I could have all the feelings I wanted to, that was not going to change that person's thoughts about being with me.
Right. So did y'all do things that a normal couple would do? Like, did y'all go out places?
Nah.
So nah. Y'all got together to do what y'all wanted to do? Okay.
Yep.
Got you. Because that's the thing, too, with the sneaky links, and this is where I believe that people go wrong. People need to stop going around and telling their sneaky links that they love them and treat them like they like the significant other. That's dumb too. That's where the feelings get involved at. That's when things get messy because a sneaky link is supposed to be just that. A sneak and we go on link. Not, oh baby, I love you. Let me take you to the movies. I'm gonna take you out to dinner. Let me buy you this ring. Let me pay this bill for you and that
bill.
That
side piece.
How do you expect a person not fall in love with that?
But that side piece. Sneaky link and side piece to me are two different because side piece means exactly what you just said. Exactly what you said.
Do tell. Break that down for me.
So a side piece is I'm married or I'm with someone, but on the side, when my wife or my husband is not around or we might be having issues here you go. I want you to be my side piece because though I am married, I still want you on the side. I still want something else. That's what can scratch this itch. So we might go out. We might do things when wifey out of town or wifey or husband is doing his thing. But you understand that there are married people, and this is a whole nother topic, that do have open relationships. And it's not a whole, it's not a whole privacy thing. It is open, but that's not a topic for another day.
that's a good topic.
Right, but that's the whole side piece mentality. I'm married, or I got Johnny on the side, or I got Mabel on the side, or I got,
Mabel.
I was
about to say, damn, not Mabel.
Mabel. But I'm married to Vanessa and I got Mabel on the side, or I'm married to John and I got Paul on the side, but me and Paul do things that me and John don't do, because that may be the reason why, because for some reason there's something maybe sexually, maybe emotionally that someone doesn't provide. I know this is going to sound funny, but Dre, you and I were talking about girlfriends, right? The other day you were watching Girlfriends, right?
Mm-hmm.
You remember there was a season on Girlfriends where Joan was dating the guy who owned the restaurant.
Everybody. Yes.
Yeah, she's saying everybody.
Came
but
on,
he was married.
Yeah,
he was married, though.
Mm-hmm.
So Joan was Joan was the side piece. And it may have been he was looking outside, and people, they look outside of relationship to fulfill other needs that's not being fulfilled in a relationship.
Facts.
So that's how you get into, because I think sneaky links is more sexual. Like, you don't perform oral sex on me like this, but this person performs it and gives me my toes curl. That's a sneaky link.
Right.
I just got to say it like it is. Like, we're adults.
It is. So, it's the truth.
Right.
It's the truth.
Yeah. But I'm a link with you but I'm a link with you when my girl ain't around, or my girl ain't home, or I'm a link with you when my man ain't doing. Like, you my sneaky link because sexually you please me.
Mm-hmm.
So we gotta differentiate between what's a sneaky link and what's a side piece, because that's the difference. And that's what I believe. Now, someone else may believe it differently, because I believe sneaky links are more sexual. But yeah, that's
it
my
makes sense to me.
Yeah. It's y'all. Dre, you gonna laugh because this is all in my Salisbury days.
First of all, how do y'all have sneaky links in Salisbury?
Oh, well, Salisbury. Oh my God, my poor family—they probably listen to this like, Lord.
Why would you
stop
to Ocean City to have a sneaky link? Like, who?
But no, Salisbury is not.
Yo, y'all city is like two train
tracks. You're not going to go on Salisbury. But
that's two train tracks.
That's like saying I had a sneaky link and I live in Felton. Like, what?
Oh, my. That's like, yeah, little town.
Fact.
You had a sneaky link and you live in
Seaford. Everybody knows everybody.
You had a sneaky link and you live in Seaford.
Listen. If you live in Seaford, you only got one down the road.
Right.
He's okay.
But yeah,
no,
so, I mean, you got to understand. I was young, so I'm meeting people from other areas like Philly, D.C., Baltimore. Because the person that I was.
Oh, you had big city. You had big city sneaky links.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's different.
Well, yo, we're going to get into a whole...
You show can live in Salisbury, sneaky linking with somebody in Salisbury. You might be sneaky linking with your cousin.
Oh, man.
Oh, bro. But, I mean, that's another topic. Let's put that one on the, let's put that on the docket. We're going to put that on the docket.
Cousin love it.
Oh, man.
You know,
this has been a very interesting finale for season one.
Yes. And family, my family who's listening, my friends and my colleagues, I love you guys, but, you know, we all got to pass.
Yeah, I want you
to forget that. Judge him.
Jay.
<That's a wall. laughs>
Yeah, I was going to say, what's your pass? Do we have any sneaky links from the past?
I have no sneaky links from the past. I'm glad to say that. I used to believe that if I have to have a sneaky link, and I still believe this, if I have to go outside of my relationship, I would drop you first. And
yeah,
then I would. I don't believe in staying in a relationship if I'm not satisfied. That's just me. You know, I'm very spoiled.
Yeah.
I give a lot to a relationship, which
yeah,
I consider to be a plus and a minus, you know, because I pour a lot into my relationship. And I don't have energy to try to pour everything I have into this relationship knowing I'm not satisfied in it.
Right.
Now, teachable moments, absolutely. I will teach you to be everything I need you to be for us to work.
I don't need nobody to mold me.
No, I'm not molding you. I won't mold you, but I will teach you. Like, if sexually you're not satisfying me, I will teach you what you need to do to make sure I don't walk away.
But
ain't no teaching. You better take what I'm giving.
Can I interject here?
That's why we have sneaky links.
Right. But I think that is an important key, because we don't know, people don't know themselves sexually. They know people grow from the time there are, when you first have sex, you might have had sex as a 16-year-old. We're just going to put it out there. You grow from the time you're 16 to the time you're 38. And that's why many of us are not satisfied in that particular area, is because we're accustomed to doing it regular or doing –
We do what we see on Pornhub. Like, let's be real. Like, the majority, especially males, most of the males are going to do, and probably females too, they're going to do what they see on these porn videos. If you grew up in the 80s, it was Vanessa Del Rio. If you grew up in the 90s, it was Janet Jackson. If you grew up in the 2000s, it was Melissa Stone. But it's whatever you saw on black.com, blackraw.com, Pornhub, whatever you've seen on these videos is what you do. If you are 40 with a 16-year-old stroke, you're going to lose every relationship you're in.
Okay, you ain't never lied. And I have something to say before I go. just a little woman advice to the men. with us, y'all, I'm just going to speak for me, but for most women too. Because, I got a lot of girlfriends, and women be talk, and I've heard plenty of conversations where women have stated that, like you said, men want to do what they see on the TV, on the porn. Please don't do that. Don't do it. We don't like all that rough, nasty shit. Are we allowed to cuss on here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, yeah, we don't like all that, you know, when the fingers go in there and they start moving all weird, all kinds of ways. And, like, I don't know. I don't know if it's some white woman stuff or whatever the case may be, but...
They were taught that's how to get you guys to squirt.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing. Porn stars are acting, okay? I've heard
acting.
A porn star say that she don't even really enjoy it, but she makes the noise just because it, you know, that's they're acting. So what I'm saying is, keep in mind, fellas, that these porn stars are acting. They don't really want that to be going on all the time. The nasty stuff, the rough.
And also keep in mind, with porn has takes. They know when to cut, and they know when to say action. You don't know what they're giving these women and these men.
It's a movie. It's a movie, so it's being direct. So it's being directed.
You don't know what other extra enhancements they're giving these people as props to make it look like they're getting this big reaction. Like, I know a porn star who said that they literally would inject sometimes, they would inject in her, like, you know, water from a douche just so that she could push it out to make it look like she did this big old squirt.
Yep.
And so
they use gum and stuff, too, to keep going.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you would have to numb after 16 guys in energy.
But even the men, they do something down there, to like some kind of cream to numb down, you know,
numb
to make stay hard and to keep going.
Yeah,
so, you know,
after,
so you don't, you know, bust too fast and all that kind of stuff. Like,
cause they gotta get
their
money. They gotta get their money shot, and so they need that.
Yeah. So the point is that stuff ain't real, and people who really think that, and I can't say, because I don't want to seem biased when it comes to man and woman. You know what I mean? But it's like men get excited when they because it's like they think that's what a woman wants, you know, what they see on TV, when actuality that stuff be hurting. Like, don't no woman really want no man that got a 12. Let's be real. Nobody who really wants that. People want that because that's what
and if you do, you have no walls.
When I was in college, I had to take health. And my account teacher said, she used to make me laugh because she would always say, I don't know what y'all, I don't know why y'all try to be these acrobats. You ain't going to do nothing but hurt yourself. And she used to say, you all want those big things. And then it's not, I mean, she would say, like, she was our health teacher. We were, of course, young adults. Thank you for saying that, because it's, again, like, nobody wants all of that. Like, it's abnormal. It don't look comfortable. I'm saying, here I go telling on myself. It don't look comfortable. And I'm crying.
Sometimes to me, and this is my personal opinion, is sometimes we can come off as deviant. Like, what the hell are you doing? Like, what are you trying to do? What are you into? But see, somebody actually also told me, too, Janelle, stop. Oh, I said my name, but it's okay. Nah, but they
got
said,
her.
Don't poke fun at other people's kinks. You know what I mean? Because some people got certain things that they're into. Some people like to put on a baby diaper and they get off on that kind of stuff. Some people like toes in their mouth and they might come off of that. You know what I mean? So I don't know, but all that extra like crazy weirded stuff that you might see on the TV, most of the time, us black women, we don't want that. Us black men, they don't want that, and vice versa. Black folk don't get into all that craziness. We like to feel good. We don't want to be all hurt up and walking crazy, looking crazy. Maybe back in the day when we didn't know no better, like, oh, yeah, he made me go to school, go to work with my legs built. At the age of 40, baby, you like, what the hell?
Because at the age of 40 or older, that thing ain't snapping back that fast.
Man, listen, you're not going to break my back, damn it. I ain't with this shit. You better make some love to me. Like, don't get me wrong. You might get away with a little tap on the butt or something. But don't be trying to turn my ass up. Don't be trying to turn me up. That's not fun. But I think the reason why I brought that up is because he was talking about sneaky links and why people stray off into other, you know, relationships and make other sexual shits with other people, because sometimes you can sit and talk until you blow in the face and show a person what you really like, what you really want, and they just can't seem to get it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't excuse it. I'd rather just break up with you.
Wow.
I'm with you.
Why waste my time or your time?
Exactly. Why waste time? What are we here for? Like, go.
What we here for? But look, I'm not gonna hold y'all up.
I think you should join us sometime. This was an interesting talk, but I think you should join us more often.
I sure will. I had a ball. I had fun. Like, this was a great topic, and y'all had me bagging up. Y'all had me over here dying. I had a good time.
But we're gonna definitely remember we're coming back in the new year every week. We have some interesting topics, and then don't forget to go on our Facebook page and like us on Facebook and Instagram, the Brothers Podcast, both on Facebook and Instagram. We have the call to action out on the page on what you guys would like to hear the brothers talk about. You know, and every now and again, we might need that sisterly advice to know what's going on. Like, this has definitely been one show for the records. I have enjoyed the show. And one more thing before we get out of here, our brother Javon's birthday passed.
Happy birthday.
Happy belated.
Listen, we're going to make sure we keep celebrating. We want to make sure you guys stay in love with this channel and with this station. Join us on Apple Podcasts. Join us on iHeartRadio. Join us on Blog Talk Radio Live. The next time you'll hear from us, guys, it's going to be a whole new year. We are excited.
Yeah.
This is the end of 2022, going into 2023. We wish you guys a Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Hanukkah, Happy New Year. Coming back bigger, stronger, better, different, off the chain. We're pushing to get ready to start going live. So I'm excited.
Yeah.
I am excited at what's going to happen with the brothers, and we can only make this show better. Thank you guys so much for making season
one.
Thank you. Inevitable.
Thank you, guys.
This has been a good
season. Yes, thank y'all. Thank you.
Yeah, Will,
thank you for entertaining us.
Again. We are excited. We are so glad you were able to tune in tonight and to join us, Jay Wills, for coming on board.
Yes,
and listen, you know, this is what we need.
Yes, anytime. I had fun. I would definitely be up to doing this again.
Awesome.
Oh, great.
All right, brothers. I love you, but my duty.
Love y'all. Good night.
Oh, I love you. Good night, everyone.
All right. We'll see y'all at the new year.
Happy holidays.